The chapter I was referring to in Emotional Chaos to Clarity is chapter 18, and it says overcoming ordinary compulsiveness. It does not make the distinction, as best I remember, between inner and outer. This was a long time ago. But interestingly, the chapter right before that is called Practicing Self-Restraint. So there we go. Now, I was in Thailand with the Venerable Sumedho some years ago. He had told me one time a story about the first time he washed Ajahn Chah's feet after alms rounds. And I felt like I got what the story was, the teaching. It was a teaching story. He was just telling it. He didn't say, "Now this is a teaching story, Philip." The teaching, I thought. But it didn't seem relevant to me at that time. That was, again, many years earlier than that. So years have gone by, and now here I am in Thailand at the monastery with the Venerable Sumedho. And I get to go on alms round with him as a lay person, because somebody has to carry the extra bowl. They love him so much each person needs to put something in his bowl. So my job is to walk around behind him and off to the side, back into the side. And when his bowl gets full, I swap bowls, and then I just carry the bowl that's now the full bowl. That was my job. I loved that. Being in the wake of the appreciation for him was a privilege and a half. I really, really loved that. But then that was that, though. And then we went back, and a little bit later, he entered into the area of where we were all going to sit during the breakfast period. And all of these people rushed forward, all these monks rushed forward to wash his feet. And as I saw that happening, I realized how much I wanted to wash, because you do it barefooted, how much I wanted to wash his feet. And instantly the story and all this came, everything came back to life, you know? And, you know, I'm an enthusiast. And my enthusiastic appreciation wanted to do this. With me thus far? I then realized that as the guest, as the American, I was the only lay person. I was the other than him. I was the only white person present. That everybody, for four different reasons, all those monks, young monks, would defer to me. And I didn't. I didn't do it. I did not want to do something that I got to do because I was privileged. It felt so culturally inappropriate. But I'm telling all this like I thought all this through. There was this moment of enthusiasm that did not take birth as compulsion, because wisdom intervened. Do you see? Wisdom intervened. Now I'm going to really think this through. It wasn't a considered decision like that. It was that I was awake in the moment because, you know, I'm there at the monastery. And I didn't do it. It didn't mean I didn't want to, but it felt so, it felt so wholesome. My not doing it. And that wholesomeness was a far better feeling than letting that enthusiastic, really a wholesome desire. The desire to wash his feet was an honoring. There was nothing unwholesome about the desire, you see. So the goal was a wholesome goal. But the act itself would have been an unskillful expression of that wholesome goal. But when our enthusiasms become compulsions, we don't take others into consideration. We don't take our long-term health into consideration. All of these different things we do that are not good for us or good for someone else, or that can be culturally inappropriate or whatever it may be. I was just lucky, you know, because I would have definitely squirmed afterwards when I'd felt them defer to me. I would have just been crestfallen. It would have been horrible for me, because I would have realized, oh, I pulled some sort of privileged rank, you know, and not been invited. You know, although I was there, I could do it because I was there as being treated as a member, but not that way. So I bring this story up. His teaching story is also wonderful, but we're on a particular subject now. And to have you realize what an interesting investigation compulsion is. I had not thought about it. This was not planned in this, but as I was walking, and I was as I would turn and I would stand. May I know compulsion? May I feel compulsion? This story arose. It came because it just came. You know, I don't know. I wasn't looking for a story. I wasn't looking for anything. I felt complete with what we'd done, but nonetheless, this arose. So this kind of respect for ourselves. You know, the kind of there's something deeper, more satisfying than satisfying our wants and our aversions. There genuinely is. There genuinely is.